From Spark and Anvil and Deduce Quest, this is Tableau in Chapter 1 of the Deduce Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tableau cannot think without a grid, and he stopped apologizing for it. Give him a tangle of clues, who owns which pet, who sits in which seat, and he doesn't try to hold it all in his head. He draws a grid. Every person down one side, every possibility across the top. Then he reads each clue and marks the grid. An X where a clue makes something impossible, a V where a clue forces something true. One clue at a time, he says, pencil moving. I don't solve the puzzle. I let the grid hold it, and I just keep crossing off what can't be, until the answer is the only thing left standing. Tableau makes grids because, as a kid, his head felt like a room with too much furniture. He was the sort of child who worried about everything at once, every possibility, every what if, all crowding in together until he couldn't tell which fears were real and which were impossible. It was overwhelming. He'd lie awake with a dozen tangled worries and no way to sort them. A school counselor gave him a trick that changed his life. Write it down. Make columns, put each worry in its own box, and then, one by one, ask of each, is this actually possible, or can I cross it off? Tableau did it, and something extraordinary happened. Most of the tangle dissolved. Half his worries crossed themselves off the moment they had to sit in a box and be looked at directly. The few that were left were manageable, because they were few and separate and clear. He discovered that a grid doesn't just organize information, it tames it. Anything, however tangled, becomes solvable once you make it hold still in rows and columns. He arrived at the Deduce Quest Academy and, on his first day, was handed a logic puzzle. Three friends, three colors, a fistful of clues. The other apprentices tried to reason it out in their heads and got lost. Tableau drew a 3x3 grid and got quiet. He read the first clue. Anne doesn't like red, and put an X in one cell. He read the next. The blue one is Psy, and put a V there, then crossed off the messed of Psy's row and blue's column, because one match per row and column meant the rest were now impossible. Clue by clue, the grid filled with X's, and then, in the spot where every other possibility had been eliminated, a single V became forced. Not because a clue said so directly, but because it was the only cell left. You didn't deduce the last answer, the head observed. The grid did. Tableau nodded. That's the point. I don't have to be clever. I just have to be honest. Mark every X the clues demand and never skip one. The grid does the rest. A girl came to his workshop overwhelmed. There are too many clues. I can't keep track. Tableau didn't tell her to concentrate harder. He handed her graph paper. Don't keep track in your head, he said. Your head isn't built for it. Put every possibility in a box and let the paper remember for you. He watched her mark one V and then reminded her, now cross off the rest of that row and that column. One V makes six cells impossible. Her eyes widened as a single confirmed fact rippled out and erased a whole cross of possibilities. It's getting easier, she said, halfway through, surprised, because every mark she made narrowed what was left, and the more she knew, the faster the rest fell into place. That's what a grid does, Tableau said. The overwhelm was never about the clues being too hard. It was about trying to hold them all at once. Don't hold them. Lay them down. Let the grid carry the weight. Later, she asked why he was so calm about hard puzzles. Tableau looked at his grid. Neat rows, honest marks. The tangle tamed. Because I used to feel buried under everything I couldn't sort out, he said. And for a moment, the worried kid showed through. And I learned that you don't have to carry a tangle in your head. You lay it out where you can see it. You cross off what can't be true, one honest mark at a time, and the thing that felt impossible turns out to be, he tapped the single V left standing, Just the last box nobody had crossed off yet. He slid her a fresh grid. Whatever's overwhelming you, give it rows and columns. It gets so much smaller when you can see it. The girl walked home lighter, already drawing invisible grids around the messy things in her life, and finding, the way Tableau had, that most of the tangle crossed itself off the moment she made it hold still.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tableau. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.